Hello, can you put me through to police, please?
Police, thank you.
Thank you. BT
up. Hello, police. What's your emergency?
Hello, I just contacted yourselves in regards to my safety and well-being inside of my own home while I'm illegally being detained by yourselves, and that no person can call an official EGM meeting in regards to getting it rectified. Now, the people are still attacking me. Now, my issue is I've just been put on bail conditions by yourselves, yet again, saying that I'm not allowed to contact these people or allowed to act in self-defence. Even the police... Yes, of course you can.
Ask you a question. Yeah, cool. Okay, firstly, let me get your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, 109 Burncroft Avenue. My private home rented, and...
Okay, hold on, sir. Give me a moment, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
And what's your name, please?
My name, Mr. Simon Cordell, Paul Cordell. I'm just about to have my name changed.
Simon or Paul, which one is it?
I'm going by Paul Cordell right now. I'm having my name changed by Depot. I've changed it in my bank and everything already. Simon's dead. I changed it with Barclays Bank. I'm going by my Christian name, Paul.
Okay, so what has happened?
I'm being assaulted inside of my house again because the government has used my personal data and lied and said that I've got a sexual disease, and they've put me in danger now because they wanted to cover up a load of signatures that was missing and a load of timestamps that are wrong
hold
to
on,
your call
Simon,
centres.
Hold on, one moment, Simon. I have to type all of this, so bear with me.
Okay.
So you've been assaulted...
by my neighbours in 117. They're taking away my right to life.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay, perfect.
Carry on.
I'm mentally being assaulted by my neighbours in 117. They're taking away my right to life and Protocol 1.2 of my human rights, the right to the enjoyment and peaceful life of my flat. I've asked for the police to protect me, and I've also asked for the local council to protect me alongside the neighbourhood watch teams.
Okay, what can I do for you today?
I have phoned yourselves and asked yourselves because you are the only point of entry I have into any government system right now because of I've been told that I'm not allowed to contact the Enfield Council until 2019, and I'm not allowed to enter the Civic Centre or talk to them even though they're my leasehold providers under the leasehold...
You've been told you're not able to contact?
The Civic Centre, Enfield Civic Centre, by law, under bail conditions, I've got an injunction order, which isn't actually on me, because I wasn't served in accordance to the law. The affidavit, I was in police custody, and the police custody officer allowed a third-party company to come in and try to serve me an injunction order. Now, I requested the video footage of Wood Green Police Station proving that this happened and that I was in their custody, and it's against. It says that I should be served at my front door. So when I went to the first preliminary hearing in regards to these matters, the judge has said, okay, well, I've got to go back to court on the 5th next month, and he said that he's going to just wait for the affidavit off of Enfield Council, and he's going to confirm that that I was never served in accordance to the law.
So, Paul.
Yes?
You're through to the police and you're on a 999 call.
Yes, that's correct.
Very briefly, I need to find out what it is you want the police to do for you today. What is your purpose of the call today?
I would like the Matthew Yidigan's wife to be arrested for attempted manslaughter and criminal intentions to have an effect on my way of life.
Who would you like arrested?
The Matthew Yidigan family and the leaseholder, Mr. Matthew Yidigan, Mark and you,
hold
Matthew Yidigan.
Give me a second, Paul. I can't talk
okay,
that quickly.
I apologise.
You know this information, I don't know.
Okay.
So you would like...
Mr. Mark and you, Matthew Yidigan...
Mark and you.
Mark and you. M-A-R-K-A-N-D-U.
Mark.
And you.
And you.
Yeah, and you. That's what it says, Mark. That's his name, Mark and you.
Say it for me.
M-A-R-K...
Yeah.
A-N-D-U.
Yeah,
Mark Andrew Mapyilligan. His surname is Mark Andrew Mapyilligan.
What is that, his full name?
Yeah, that's his first name and surname. Mark Andrew is his first name, and Mapyilligan is his second name.
Mapyilligan.
Mathilgan. Mathilgan, I think it is. Or A-N at the end. Mathilgan.
Yeah?
To be arrested for attempted manslaughter under the Criminal Attempts Act.
For attempted manslaughter,
yes, that's correct. And against myself, they keep, it's been 1,568 days that they've continued to have this effect on my life. If I phoned your call centre and I've got 200, this is the 207th phone call that I've made in regards to my neighbours to yourself since 2014.
This is the what number?
To 999. I've made 203 phone calls in regard, because my mother was just in and put an FOI in, and we got all of the CADs from the computers, how many phone calls I've made to yourselves, and I'm waiting for all the audio from them and the video recordings from, so I'm waiting for all the audios to the call centres to be delivered to me now from the FOI.
Okay.
But it was agreed that there's 202 phone calls I'm allowed to be served in regards to my neighbours.
Right. Right, listen to me. Okay?
Yeah.
I've logged everything you've said.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm able to assist you on your matter today, but I have logged it for you. I can give you a reference number in relation to your call today.
Can I take that, please?
Yes. What I would suggest to you is, unless your life is in immediate danger, then you shouldn't call the police.
They are giving me heart palpitations in my house. I can't sit. If I go into my front room, they will follow me into my front room, and they will chase me into my front room, banging above my head. So that my whole estate, I've got loads of recordings, and you could hear how loud the banging is. I've got more than one. I've got over 100 phone calls of this them or something. If I go into my bathroom or into my bedroom and take my clothes off, yeah, I could be, because I've got cameras in every room. They're running into the bedroom, bang, bang, bang. Now, if I go into my kitchen or anywhere, they're doing exactly the same. Last recording that I've got them really assaulting me badly was on the 3rd of this year, and it went on for over 2 hours, them chasing me in my house, in my bathroom, everywhere. They were banging on all the walls and everywhere in my whole flat. You can't get away from what they're doing. Yeah, I've never done nothing wrong to nobody. Yeah, I was writing a model constitution for the people. I built a brand new chariot. I've done everything. Yeah, and they just didn't like me because of my ethnicity. Yeah, and they've scribbled it all in the paperwork. I'm a black boy on the block. The police scribbled it everywhere. Yes, madam.
I'm going to have to end this call.
I accept that.
I appreciate everything that you've said, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to listen to all the things you want to tell me.
I understand that.
I'm going to give you a reference.
What is this? What grade are you grading this conversation at? That my life is in immediate danger in regards to my neighbours assaulting me.
Right. I'm not grading this call as anything at this moment. I've just logged your call.
Okay, can I take the CAD number then, please?
Yes, your reference number for this call is 34968. 34968, the 18th, the 4th, 18.
Alright, thank you, madam.
Okay?
Alright, thank you.
You have a good day, Paul.
And you too. Oh, good day. How can I have a good day? I'm continuously getting assaulted, and they can hear me talking to yous lot, the second I put the phone down, they know that they can get away with it because you're letting them get away with it, and they start banging even more. Now I phone you back in 10 minutes saying that they know you're not going to come here and protect me, and they keep doing the same.
Paul.
Yes. Yes, 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 madam.
As I said to you, I cannot continuously keep letting you talk.
Yeah, but I will have to phone again if they assault me again. If they phone me, you can handle a lot more calls than this right now. I've got the True Call Paper Centre.
I'm going to end the call, okay?
Can I ask a question? If they assault me again and I record it on camera evidence again... I'm updating all these phone calls to my website. Do you want my website link? Do you want my website link to see the damage that you have caused to my life? And all the missing signatures and all of what everyone's saying and everything that I'm saying. Would you like to see the damage of what they call... Yes, madam.
You have phoned the police.
Yes, because you've told me you're the only people that I'm allowed to... I want to go upstairs in self-defence right now. But you have put bail conditions on me, telling me I'm not allowed to go upstairs to protect myself. So you... I'm not allowed to go upstairs because there's bail... Madam, I am. I'm not allowed to go upstairs because there's bail conditions telling me I'm not allowed to go upstairs. Now, I'm asking you not to come and act in self-defence for me and go upstairs and sort this issue out, yeah? And you're and what you're supposed to do is send some coppers to make sure there is no breach of the peace and that you have stopped me from defending myself. The company you represent has told me I'm not allowed upstairs, otherwise I'm going to go to prison for 5 years, yeah, for defending myself. I've made 202 phone calls telling me that I've not gone upstairs. I know that there's a baby upstairs, but you're still letting them attack me, yeah? You will not arrest them. You will not take one statement off of me. But if they phone you about a set of car tyres in 16, you sort of take statements and you go for a possession order for my flat for it, yeah? On top of the fake injunction order you got, I've had 5 injunction orders because of this.
Ending a call, okay?
Okay, you have a good day.
You're continuously shouting at me.
I don't mean to be disrespectful.
You just want to talk, yes? I've told you I'm ending the call.
Okay, I accept that. I accept that. I accept
that.
I accept 10 minutes is worth one person's life. Do you get paid anyway? 10 minutes is not. Is that all my life worth? Is 10 minutes to you? Is that all my life is worth?
Yes.